presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
The Independent.
December 17, 8 o'clock America, New York. Nikki Haley versus the unbeatable Mr. Trump. Could big-name donors get her to first place? The former UN ambassador has been getting attention from the media, donors and political figures lately. The question of whether her new resources are enough to compete on even ground with the former president remains to be seen, Kelly Risman reports. Copyright, Getty Images.
Wall Street Journal World News.
December 17, 8 o'clock America, New York. How one Jewish American family wrestles over Israel. Views of the Israeli government and its war with Hamas are colored by experiences there.
New York Times World News.
December 17, 7:58 America, New York. Netanyahu vows to keep fighting in Gaza after hostage deaths. The Israeli military's accidental killings of three hostages in Gaza has raised new questions about how it is prosecuting the war there. Copyright. Alexei J. Rosenfeld. Getty Images. Families of hostages protesting in Tel Aviv on Saturday.
Wall Street Journal World News.
December 17, 7:50 America, New York. Nikola Founder awaits sentencing. Catch up on the story of Trevor Milton's unraveling in Season 2 of Bad Bets.
Time.
December 17, 7:40 America, New York. Over 60 people have drowned after migrant vessel capsizes off Libya, UN says. Cairo. A boat carrying dozens of migrants trying to reach Europe capsized off the coast of Libya, leaving more than 60 people dead, including women and children, the UN.
Fox World News.
December 17, 7:36 America, New York. Putin promises problems for Finland after it was dragged into NATO. Russian President Vladimir Putin predicts problems with Finland, which joined NATO earlier this year, as Western allies continue to support Ukraine.
Wall Street Journal World News. December 17, 7:30 America, New York. Why immigration and job shortages aren't two separate problems. The U.S. is missing an opportunity to address two pressing issues at the same time, writes the president of the Migration Policy Institute. BBC News World.
December 17, 7:17 America, New York. Paris joins calls for durable Gaza truce. Paris goes further than the UK and Germany, who stopped short of calling for an immediate ceasefire.
Wall Street Journal World News.
December 17, 7 o'clock America, New York. Buy now, pay later keeps people spending, without credit agencies knowing. Consumers are flocking to installment loans for everything from holiday gifts and groceries to laser eye surgery.
Wall Street Journal World News.
December 17, 7 o'clock America, New York. It's the Magnificent Seven's market. The other stocks are just living in it. Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, Nvidia, Tesla and Meta have collectively jumped 75% in 2023, leaving the other 493 companies in the S&P 500 in their dust.
Wall Street Journal World News.
December 17, 7 o'clock America, New York. Donors pushing around school presidents? Higher education has become college football. For decades, those who run college sports have dealt with boosters who love to throw around their weight and their money. Mirror World News.
December 17, 6:22 America, New York. Huge fire tears through Galway Hotel after protest over plan to house 70 asylum seekers. The fire at Ross Lake House in Ireland broke out at approximately 11:35 p.m. last night, just days before it was due to accommodate 70 asylum seekers. RT World News.
December 17, 5:45 America, New York. The price of victory. How Israel created one of its own worst enemies. The Jewish state triumphed in the 1982 Lebanon War, but years later the victory appears pyrrhic. The battle for Gaza adds yet another page to Israel's long list of military operations in Arab nations and enclaves.
BBC News World.
December 17, 5:31 America, New York. UK MP says family trapped in church complex amid sniper fire. Layla Moran tells the BBC her relatives are trapped in a church complex as Israeli forces operate nearby.
Wall Street Journal World News.
December 17, 5:30 America, New York. Donors, alumni help take down an Ivy League president. Is this a moment or a movement? Conservatives see a chance to remake college campuses as long simmering tensions over speech and diversity boil over with the Israel-Hamas war.
Wall Street Journal World News. December 17, 5:30 America, New York, a shale oil CEO's second act, going green. Tony Sanchez III rode the shale boom's highs and lows. Now, like many fossil fuel veterans, he's betting on a shift to cleaner energy.